PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words eerie and supernatural.
It's Halloween, the most spooky, eerie day of the year.
You know what would be great? If I could ride my magic pony to school, just like the real pretty princess. Wow, look at everyone. I wonder who will win the costume contest.
Hey, Becky, nice costume.
Whoa. Violet, I didn't recognize you.
I know. Isn't this costume amazing? Word up!
Where did you get it? I mean, look at her tool belt. She has all of the Word Girl rays and wands.
Actually, Word Girl doesn't have a ray. What she uses... Toby, watch where you're landing.
Watch where I'm landing? Watch where you're standing. Violet, I must say, it sure is eerie how much you look like Word Girl. Are you Word Girl?
Me? Are you kidding?
Let's test your supernatural word powers. Quick, define doppelganger.
What?
A doppelganger is a twin or lookalike.
Hope my fellow classmates are looking forward to being defeated in the costume contest, because I clearly have the best costume in the entire playground. I cut my victory speech down to 25 pages.
I like Eugene's costume.
Are you supposed to be a robot or a garbage can? That's far from authentic, my friend.
Toby, to be fair, I don't think real samurai warriors wore leg warmers.
My mother has failed me once again.
Ooh, what's that eerie noise? Is it a ghost?
Mr. Dudley, what's eerie mean?
I'm eerie because I have four ears.
Actually, eerie means spooky or scary. Something that gives you goosebumps.
That's right, Becky. It means spooky.
Blah, blah. There's no such thing as ghosts or other supernatural creatures. Can we get on with it and announce me as the winner of the costume contest?
Boo!
What was that?
Okay, kids, will the contest finalists line up in the front of the class? The front is up here, in front of me. Okay, don't touch anything on Mr. Dudley's desk. Settle down. Everyone's costume looks so good. Not as good as my costume, but alas, there can only be one winner. And the winner is... Violet as Word Girl.
I won?
Oh, here you go. I'm going to need that back later on.
Mr. Dudley, she cheated. Everyone knows she's really Word Girl. She had that outfit in her closet.
Toby, do we need to call your mother?
No, that's quite all right. I'll manage.
Managed to ruin Halloween for everyone, that is.
Later, in Toby's bedroom lair...
Now remember, your mission is to steal not some, not most, but all of the Halloween candy in the city. I don't want Violet to get her hands on a single chocolate chip. No, that's my thing!
listen.
I've been getting that reaction a lot today.
Ready?
Yeah. Word up.
Painful.
Trick or treat.
Hey! Isn't it eerie how much that impolite cowboy looked like a robot? Oh.
Hot buttered pumpkins. Look at all this candy. I won! I won Halloween! What's this? Soft bristled toothbrushes? Are you robots mocking me?
That is the treat they gave us.
Oh, why couldn't I have been born with supernatural powers? Instead, I have to use robots who wouldn't know a delicious treat if they had robot taste sensors. Get out there and don't come back until you've stolen every single treat in this town!
Are you sure you don't need to brush your teeth?
Brush my teeth? Who programmed you, my mother? Now go!
This house is eerie. Looks like a real haunted house.
Becky, I'm scared.
Bob will protect us.
Trick or treat!
I'm sorry, girls, but there's no more candy. A tall metal kid in a cowboy costume stole everything.
Who would do such a thing?
That kid.
It's like stealing candy from a baby.
My candy. Look, it's Word Girl.
What are you talking about? I'm not Word Girl.
They mean me, silly.
She's here to save us from the candy thief.
Guys. I'm not Word Girl. I'm just a little girl in a superhero costume.
Word Girl!
All right. I'm on top of it. Just give me a few moments. Becky, can I borrow your monkey pirate? I know he's no Captain Huggy Face, but frankly, neither is Fluffy.
Violet, you shouldn't get mixed up in this trouble. You're in over your head.
But the entire town is relying on me. Listen to them chanting my name.
Word Girl!
They're chanting for Word Girl. She can defeat the robots because she has supernatural powers.
But I'm really into the supernatural. I eat all sorts of organic and super healthy food.
Oh, actually, supernatural refers to something that would not happen in the natural world. For example, Word Girl's ability to fly is supernatural.
Oh, well, I can't fly. But I could tell Toby it's not nice to steal candy.
Yeah, that's not usually how it works.
A robot! Let's follow him!
Oh, she's not gonna give up, is she?
No, Becky, be careful. I don't want you to get hurt.
Of course.
Look at him gloating. Why can't he enjoy Halloween like a normal samurai? We'll see who's laughing at the end of the night after Word Girl shows up and busts him. I'm going in. Call my parents if I don't come out in 10 minutes.
Violet, wait! No, well, it's better if she's out of the way. I know. I'll get to it. Word!
I almost forgot my sidekick.
Word up!
Trick or treat!
Word Girl, what are you doing here?
I'm here to save Halloween!
Wait, how do I know you're really Word Girl?
I know really big words like Mississippi!
Mississippi? Everyone knows that word. What do you take me for, a fool?
goose. Pumbaa. Cacao. Oh. Huh? Wow, that's a lot of candy.
Yes, and it all belongs to Samurai Toby.
Not if Word Girl has anything to say.
No! That's strange. Why aren't you using your supernatural powers to defeat me?
You're not Word Girl, are you?
Well, I... of course I am.
Then who is that? My robots! My candy!
Becky, did you see? Word Girl saved Halloween with her supernatural superpowers.
I know. Isn't she amazing?
I can't believe I thought you were Word Girl. The only thing crazier would be if I thought Becky was Word Girl.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. Well, see you later. I'm going to go catch some candy. Oops. Thanks, Bob.
This is the worst Halloween ever.
Maybe you'll feel better if you catch some treats. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, come on, an apple?
And so, thanks to Word Girl's supernatural powers, the eerie, candyless Halloween ends with treats raining from the sky.
Oh, now this is too much. Who considers a toothbrush a treat? Seriously.
I love toothbrushes.
Join us next time for another adventure of Word Girl! Was that scary?
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is petrified. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. You buzzed in. Do you want to answer?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to need you to answer. I have a feeling the definition is right on the tip of your tongue. Tommy!
All the clips showed people almost frozen from fear. So petrified must mean so scared you can't move. They were almost as petrified as him.
That is correct, Tommy. Petrified means so scared you can't move. And Phil is indeed petrified.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations, you are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. It's an official Word Girl microphone. Phil, what's the matter now?
I'm scared of public speaking.
But you speak into a microphone every time you're on this show.
Oh my goodness, you're right.
That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words boisterous and potential. At the museum, the boisterous Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy, is about to make off with a rare sandwich-related artifact.
Finally! Henry VIII's ice cream sandwich is mine!
How is that even possible? They didn't have freezers back then, did they? Ah, forget it. Get back to the action.
Right. This sandwich will be the king of my collection. Ha ha ha. And if anyone tries to stop me, they'll get mayo-ized.
Excuse me. Mayonnaise makes me nauseous. Had a very bad experience once. In camp. Just so you know.
Then mustard-ized?
Oh, yes. That would work much better. Thank you.
Who dares to stand in the way of Chuck?
Is that really you?
Oh, hey, Whammer.
Oh, Chuck, eat sandwich, hit it, man!
No, actually, it's Chuck the...
Whammer-lamb-a-ding-dong!
I don't really like to be touched.
Oh, Chucky, Whammer missed you!
Yeah, well, yeah.
Remember when the Whammer was your sidekick?
Yeah, we ended up in jail.
Whammer's come a long way since then. Check it out. I just wham Henry something something whammer hammer. Can you believe it?
It's not Henry something. It's Henry the Eighth.
Henry the who?
Eighth. Henry the Eighth. The number eight.
Seriously, what the, don't even try.
Well, well, well. Chuck and the Whammer.
Word Girl.
Chief Hairy Feet.
Wow, you guys working together again?
Well,
not exactly.
All right, then. Chuck, I'm taking you and your sidekick down.
Whoa, wait.
Whoever's not Chucky's sidekick.
Right.
We're partners.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Together, we're going to wham this city to its knees. Yeah, wham.
I'll admit, you guys have potential as a criminal duo.
What? No, we don't. He's totally annoying.
Yeah, potential. Wham.
Huggy and I have taken you boisterous boys down before, and we'll take you down again.
Hold on, time out, slow down. Whammer and I are not...
Try whamming this on for size.
Ha! Oh, yeah? Well, two can wham in that game.
Hey, no. Medic!
One down and whammer to go! Nice one.
You may have whammed this round, word girl. Whammer will be back. Wham!
Excuse me, you could have just used the door.
Oh.
Later, in the lair of the whammer...
Today, Chuck the evil sandwich something or other was apprehended by word girl.
Oh, Chucky sandwich face. Don't you worry. I'll wham you out of this. Even if I have to wham through Word Girl and Captain Monkey Monkey to do it. Maybe I'll give him a call. He always wham. Let's see. Police station. P. I'll start there. O-P-O.
Meanwhile, at the police station...
I tell you, I would.
So we're supposed to believe that it was a complete coincidence that you were both stealing Henry VIII's stuff from the museum at the same time?
Yes, it's the truth!
Huh. Hello?
Hello, Word Girl?
Yes, Word Girl.
It's the Whammer. Is my partner Chuck there?
I'm not your partner.
Hang in there, partner. I'm coming for you. And after I wham you out, we're gonna take over this city. Wham! All we have to do is wham you into a better criminal.
What?
But don't wham me wrong. You got a lot of, lots of words.
Potential? It means the possibility to become really good at something.
Wham?
Well, you feel like Chuck has the potential to be a great criminal if only he worked a little harder at it, right?
Exactamundo!
Are you people nuts? I have the potential to be a great criminal? No. I already am a great...
Gotta go, partner. Next time we see you, we'll be whamming it together on the outside, yeah?
Not if Huggy and I have anything to say about it.
Okay. Bye-bye, we're girl.
Come on, Huggy. Time to implement Operation Transport Chuck the Evil Sandwich Making Guy from the police station to the jail. What? The name covers all the bases.
Later, out on the open road.
Eagle to ground crew. Eagle to ground crew, come in. Ground crew? Huggy? Come on, we've worked on this. You're ground crew. All right, fine. Captain Huggy Face, okay? Be ready for anything. The Whammer can be boisterous and has the potential to be a real headache. There's no telling what sneaky and devious scheme he might... Whoa, is that him in the middle of the road? All right, well, I didn't see that coming.
This is for my partner, Chuck the Sandwich Head Man. Don't worry, Sandwich Head. I've got you. Yeah, wow. reach your potential, sandwich man. Because with the Whammer teaching you, you're going to be the best whammer partner ever. Yeah.
He already is the best whammer partner ever.
Hey, girl. Who are you? Sandwich Muggy Muggy? Oh.
We tricked you. Huggy was just a decoy. The real Chuck is headed for prison in a fake bread delivery truck on Main Street. Thought you could defeat Word Girl, did... Hey, where are you going?
I'm coming for you, Sandwich Man!
Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned the bread truck.
Meanwhile, in the back of a bread truck...
Genius back here.
Wham! Wham!
Hey, watch it.
Come on, sandwich face. I'm whamming you out of here.
You're not whamming anywhere. I can't help it. That whole whamming thing is kind of contagious.
Forget it, word girl. Sandwich face and I are whamming out of here, whether you like it or not.
Time to take you boisterous boys down a few notches.
Boister who?
Boisterous. It means rowdy, noisy, and wild. Like that.
Oh, yeah! The whammer is boisterous. Wham!
Hey, I wasn't done with my word lesson yet. You can't just cut...
Wham! Wham!
Okay, that's it. Huggy, initiate plan number 987.2.
Help! I can't see! Chucky! Do something!
That's right, word girl. Did you actually think you could defeat Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy?
And the whammer, right, partner?
Yeah, listen, whammer, I really do appreciate you coming to rescue me and all, but,
No problem, bro. Whammer thinks you have a lot of potential as a criminal. Whammer really does.
Oh, and about that...
Chuck doesn't need to say anything more. The whammer already knows. You're totally ready to start your training. Yeah!
Training?
In no time, you're gonna stop messing up and start whamming like the whammer. Yeah, whammer, woo!
Wait, me? Messing up?
Oh, yeah! Whammer's gonna help you become a... Whoa!
Help? No. Here's some help for you with a side of mayo. Here, whammer. Wham! This! And this! And this!
Okay, Chucky. You whammed me no choice.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, great. Now see what you did?
You started it.
Forget it. We'll finish this later. Just take Word Girl and the monkey down.
I can't. I'm all whammed out.
Fine, I'll do it then. Word Girl, monkey, take this. Oh.
Ooh, that's embarrassing.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about this? Run!
Yep, that's embarrassing, too.
Hey! Monkey sandwich face!
Now you're just mixing our names together.
Well, boys, looks like this bread's going back to prison. Yeah, I'm not sure what I meant by that, either.
And so, Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face once again show the true potential of good teamwork. And the boisterous bad guys, Chuck and his partner, the Whammer...
No, we're not partners!
...once again goof everything up and get captured. Tune in again next time for another Pack to the Gills with Thrills episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of... Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round.
Tommy, you correctly defined the word petrified. Ready to play the bonus round?
Yup.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for petrified. What's
What's your answer, Tommy?
Violet looks petrified. She must be scared of talking in public. The answer is number 3.
That's correct. You're our bonus round winner. Show him what he's won, Huggy. Your very own stage to perform. Hey, where's Phil? We better look for him. See you next time on...
May I have a word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is gymnastics because I'm a gymnast. I started gymnastics when I was about 2 years old, and I really like the sport.
My favorite word is razzle-dazzle. It's loud, it's bright. I just like to say it all day long. Razzle-dazzle, razzle-dazzle. So many Z's. Razzle-dazzle. My room is probably razzle-dazzle-y-ish. Razzle-dazzle!
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what irked means.
That's right.
Irked means to feel annoyed or bothered by something. Congratulations, Huggy.